With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump spoke at the Libertarian Party convention Saturday.
We stand opposed to government tyranny in all of its many forms. We are opposed to a government that spies on political campaigns. I wonder who that might be. Like they did on me, spies on the American people.
Libertarians are largely uncommitted going into the November election, but probably more inclined to favor Mr. Trump. A key swing state wants to start tabulating voters sooner on election day. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton fills us in on that.
Nevada's Secretary of State says election officials can start tabulating in-person election day votes as they come in, rather than waiting for polls to close. The recommendation applies to both Nevada's primary next month and the November general election. Under the plan, no results would be released until after the polls close. The changes could help ease anxiety over close races in a western swing state known for razor-thin margins. In 2022, a U.S. Senate race was decided by fewer than 8,000 votes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Bangladesh has evacuated nearly 800,000 people from vulnerable areas as the country and neighboring India await the arrival of a severe cyclone that has formed over the Bay of Bengal. Three airports have also been closed. The storm is expected to cross Bangladesh and India's West Bengal coasts about midnight tonight. UN member countries have concluded a new treaty to ensure that genetic resources used in inventions like new medicines derived from exotic plants in the Andes Mountains are properly traced. It marks the first time the 193 members of the UN's World Intellectual Property Organization have agreed on such patent applications. This is SRN News. Donald Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians is as strong as ever. The former president won about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian votes in 2016 and 2020. He has maintained support from this group in early primary contests this year. Dr. Mark Devine of Beeson Divinity School tells the American Reformer that conservative Christians support Mr. Trump because, quote, elected Democrats and unelected bureaucrats have an evil agenda. He says that believers see a Trump vote as a hedge against abortion, transgenderism, and attacks on religious freedom. A new study reveals almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half of them reside in Israel, 18% live in Western Europe, 16% in the U.S., 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began. This is SRN News. A termination letter involving a former top official who ran West Virginia's foster care services is public information.
That's the ruling from a state appeals court siding with the TV station that was denied the letter. Court of Appeals Chief Judge Thomas Scar says the public interest in the termination of former Department of Health and Human Resources Deputy Secretary Jeremiah Samples outweighs concerns about privacy violations. The judges demanded a lower court direct the department to release the letter penned by.
And hundreds of clowns gathered in the streets of Peru's capital yesterday on what they call National Clown Day. They say a whole lot of other frivolous organizations seem to have gotten some kind of recognition from the government, and they feel like it's time for clowns to do so because they do so much good things. This is SRN News.